USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg said that he's willing to release at least three women from nondisclosure agreements that prevented them from speaking publicly about harassment or discrimination suits filed against him over the last three decades. Bloomberg was attacked repeatedly this week in his debut debate for declining to release women from those nondisclosure agreements. He also said his company will not offer confidentiality agreements to resolve claims of sexual harassment or misconduct in the future. At least 18 Americans who returned home from a quarantine cruise ship are now infected with the new virus, bringing the number of the cases in the United States to 35. The U.S. tally dates back to January 21st and includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. More than 76,000 cases have been reported worldwide, with the majority in China. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A man who was wrongfully convicted of murder was released from prison last week and is now suing the state of New York for $100 million. Despite the confession from another man 16 years ago, it took more than a decade for Christian Pacheco to be freed. Pacheco said he was at the New York City bar when someone cut the throat of Lemanuel Cruz in 1995. He was convicted of the crime in 1996 on the testimony of the bar's bouncer. Years later, other gang members came forward to give their account of the deadly fight, naming Melvin Garcia as the murderer. Garcia was eventually arrested during a federal investigation into the Latin Kings, but it would take 15 years for Pacheco to be free. The jurors in the trial against Harvey Weinstein indicated they were deadlocked on the two most serious counts against him, prompting the judge to order that any verdict be unanimous. New York Supreme Court Judge James Burke added, if the jury can't reach a unanimous decision, then it can't return a verdict on two counts of predatory sexual assault that carry a maximum penalty of life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are some new Barbies being released, and USA's Wendy King tells us who they look like.
Toymaker Mattel is introducing three new dolls in its Inspiring Women line of Barbie dolls. They feature the likenesses of accomplished women throughout history. The new set features dolls based on Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Jean King, and Florence Nightingale. Each of the dolls costs $29.99 and can be purchased on the Barbie website or other retailers. The collection previously included dolls based on the likenesses of Sally Ride, Rosa Parks, and Amelia Earhart.
Players on the U.S. women's national soccer team are seeking more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. Players on the women's national team sued the federation last March, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination that includes inequitable compensation between the men and women's teams. Earlier this month, Players Union for the men's national team urged the federation to sharply increase pay for the women's team, who is also accusing the governing body of making lowball offers in its current contract negotiations with the men's team. A U.S. man who was on the roster for all 16 qualifiers earned $179,375 in payments from the U.S. Soccer Federation, while an American woman received only $52,500 for being on the roster for the World Cup qualifiers, plus $147,000 for her time at the World Cup. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.